Awesome. Right. So basically, I'm going to talk a wee bit about what God's been putting in my heart around this past weeks, months, years, and it's just been what he's been using to like completely change my life. So something in our Christian lives that we often face is that we go through this season where we're doing the right things, we're playing the game, you know, we're going really good, and then that thing that always used to trip you up comes up, and you fall over, and you fall flat on your face, and it almost feels like you've went one step forward and two steps back. And I find that a lot in my life, and I want to tell you tonight that God doesn't want you to feel that way, because he set it up in a way that we don't have to feel that way. And I'm going to show you a few examples out of the Word and a few examples out of my own life. So let's go. Okay, so a personal story that I went through over this past couple of years has been I've had a problem with lust. And that's been a thing that's really been prevalent in my life. And I really noticed it when I did get saved. It wasn't a problem before then. But I just realized, like, every time I would fall over, every time I would stumble, I would always feel so bad. I would almost feel that I was unsaved. And you sort of feel like you have to earn your way back to the place that you were with God. And I'm certain that there's people in here tonight that have felt that way. But I'm going to look at Romans 8, 1-5, if any of you want to switch on your Bibles. So, yeah. So it says, therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. So basically what this passage points out, that the blood of Jesus has covered everything once and for all. He has covered past, present, and future sins. He has taken the condemnation of sin upon himself so that we could walk in freedom. And not just positionally, but in our everyday lives and how we actually live out our lives. Guys, we don't have to walk on eggshells in our Christian walk. We don't have to try to avoid sin like some sort of bear trap. He set us free. He set us free from the curse, and he's given us a way to walk in freedom. But something that the devil always tries to do is tries to remind you of your past so that you go back into the slavery and you go back into the feeling of being trapped. But I'm here to tell you tonight that that isn't a reality that we have to live in. Once we fail, our position doesn't change. He has set a righteousness upon us. He lived out the perfect life so that we wouldn't have to. That completely revolutionized my life in my walk with struggling with lust. That was a thing, when I realized that that grace is so powerful that I don't no longer have to worry about that. And when he looks at me, he doesn't see that. He doesn't see the sin. He doesn't see the mistake. He sees Jesus. He sees his record. That's what we have, and we can't get rid of it. It's stuck to us like glue. And yeah, just be encouraged in that you do not have to feel condemned, or you don't have to feel inadequate because of your past feelings and whether that's one thing still causes you to stumble, because the blood of Jesus is good enough. So what I was thinking of talking about was those verses mention walking in the Spirit and walking in the flesh. So often I used to ask myself, how do I know if I'm living in the spirit and how do I know if I'm living in the flesh? But the answer is in the passage. Knowledge of our righteousness. If we know that we are righteous in God and that is at the forefront of our minds and the forefront of our thinking and how we view ourselves, we're going to live out of that and we're going to live in the knowledge of that. And that's something that's been made really real in this past couple of years for me. And I'm here to tell you that that's there for you tonight as well. Jesus' righteousness has been placed upon you, and you can live it out. You can walk in freedom. You can walk in the Spirit through the knowledge of that. And it's all down to identity. It's all down to identity, knowing that you're a child of God, that you've been saved by grace, and he just hasn't left you hanging. It's not a once saved, that's it. It's a continual journey. So if you've still got your Bibles on, turn to 2 Corinthians 3. So this verse talks a little bit about being set free from the law and that we don't have to fulfill the law, and Jesus has fulfilled it, a little bit what I was talking about. But I'm going to focus a bit on verses 15 and 18. So it says, yes, to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their hearts. But when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image of one degree of glory to the other. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. This points out that the pressure's off us. The Lord does it for us. But we need to live in that. And we live in that by walking in the Spirit and walking in our identity in Christ and having that at our forefront. Through the ministry of Christ, we have access to the Father and his will through the Spirit. And we don't have to transform ourselves. The Spirit does that for us. We can look to the Father and live from the fact that we are righteous no matter what, and trust that Jesus can do the shaping and correcting for us. So I'm going to give a little example out of my own prayer life, and hopefully you can use this to equip it to your own. Maybe it'll be handy for you. So something that I used to do when I fell was I used to grovel to God almost, and I used to like almost beg him, you know, come up to him and go, I'm so sorry. I know that I did wrong, but I'll do better next time. You know, I won't do it again. Then I'm like, afterwards, after that prayer, I'm like, oh, I won't do it again. Oh, that'll cause me to lust. I need to turn that TV off. And then I would fall. I would maybe see something on Facebook, and then I'd be like, oh, I'm back again. But our strength comes from the Spirit. And the Spirit, living in the Spirit, always reminds you of God's promises and God's resurrection life that's within you. So this is a little prayer of what I would usually say. I would say, Father, I thank you that you have made me righteous no matter what. Thank you that through your blood I am clean. Thank you, Lord, that through your life I have been set free from sin and death. Thank you, Lord, that you lived so I could be free from all the lusts of the flesh. Lord, I look at this area in my life and I realize that it doesn't match up with my identity. I just pray that your grace would empower me to walk out of this. That's exercising faith. That's exercising your relationship with God. I'm going to hand it back over to Daryl, and I hope you have a really great rest of the night.